Hey, everybody. Red alert. Fire alarm. We talk about how Republicans are messing up the inevitable. We talk about all the email solicitations you are getting from all the Republican establishment groups and so much more. Red alert. Send this episode to your friends. Make sure you're subscribed. Email me your thoughts as always. freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and hit subscribe in the upper right hand corner. That is Charlie Kirk Show, and hit subscribe in the upper right hand corner. We deeply appreciate it. As always, email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Get involved in our educational movement to save the country, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome, as always. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you for purchasing the College Scam. You guys can do that at collegescam.com. We had an eventful weekend. I was in California. Then I went to Flashpoint Live. What an event. I went to Flashpoint Live yesterday. Gene Bailey, the amazing people at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I wasn't sure what really to expect. They said it was going to be a big crowd. 4,000 plus people in Dallas on a Sunday evening. It was extraordinary. Lance Wallnau was there, phenomenal pastors, wonderful music, patriotic elements throughout, 4,000 people on a Sunday evening, and it was just something. And I got to thinking yesterday that there's definitely something happening in our country that is not being detected in polling and being deciphered in the media. And so I've been stewing this over the weekend of kind of where we want to go to start the show today. I want to ask you a question, which is, do you feel confident going into the midterms? Now, we warned a couple weeks ago that we cannot be comfortable. In fact, we must almost be paranoid. In fact, I admitted I was paranoid about the Democrats and what they were going to try to do coming into the midterms. We're going to talk about how I believe Republicans are messing up an inevitable victory. The numbers are showing it in more ways than one. Republicans haven't taken it easy. In fact, it seems as if Republican voters, Republican activists, and Republican donors are believing that no matter what, we're going to win in November, and Democrats are getting to work. Remember, we can never underestimate our enemy. They're Machiavellian. They're deceitful. They're crafty. They're sneaky. They're well-funded. And I'm afraid that we have underestimated our opposition, not you in particular, but many people have underestimated the serpents that is the Democrat Party, or the serpents that consist of the Democrat Party. What we are seeing is a narrowing of the gap while you were enjoying your summer. And now that we are here in the month of August, it's August, isn't it? Yes, August 1. Now that we are here in the month of August, wake up call. We are less than 100 days away from the midterm election. I think it's just about precisely 100 days. And guess what? It's nearly a 50-50 chance that we take back the House. The numbers are not good, everybody. You might say you don't believe the polls. I don't either. But it is important to notice the trend of the polls, and it's not just polls. It's small dollar donations. It's activist energy. It's the type of advertisements that I'm seeing Democrats run. They're running better candidates. And I want all of us to collectively pull the fire alarm and say that this is a wake-up call for our Republicans. We very well could screw up the inevitable red wave and tsunami. And I am so tired of people saying, Charlie, it's going to be a red wave no matter what. Get to work. Have you fixed our elections? Do you know there's still going to be ballot harvesting? They're going to try to declare a state of emergency around monkeypox so we could have mail-in voting because of gay orgies in San Francisco and New York. We got to be honest about this. There are 5 to 10 leading indicators that are very negative right now. We have to analyze it. It's fixable. This is not a doom and gloom program. But this program right now is going to be not what you want to hear, but what we need to hear to take back the country. 99 days. We are 99 days away from the midterm elections. And I am here today to warn you, to tell you what not what you want to hear, But what you need to hear, I've said many times on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, we are not hopium dealers. Hope and opium feels good, but it's awfully bad for you. I'm going to tell you bluntly and plainly what is happening in real time. What I'm going to tell you happening is that Republicans are messing up the inevitable red wave and tsunami with gas prices, inflation, open borders, CRT, war on kids, pedophilia widespread, vaccine mandates, the lying and the deceit of the unpopular president. All of that is true. But guess what? Democrats are adjusting and Republicans are asleep. Despite all of this, we right now are living through a moment where Republicans are already measuring the drapes of the Speaker's office. They are trying to find out what offices they'll get if they take back the Senate. There is work to be done, everybody, and the numbers are not good. There is legitimate tightening in every single poll, including the ones that we trust, Trafalgar on down. The Democrat candidates are getting on message. They're introducing a piece of legislation that will do the opposite of what they say it will, but it sounds proper, the Reduce Inflation Act. Of course, it's a joke and a mockery. I don't expect all of you to fall for it, but many people will. Democrats have more money than we do. Democrats are raising more small dollar donations than we do. Democrats are fielding phenomenal candidates. Their activists are in the streets. Their billionaires are deploying capital. And what are Republicans doing? Very little. Now, that's not a slight at you. I know a lot of you are knocking on doors and campaigning for good candidates. However, generally, there is this malaise that is set over the Republican Party. It's as if, oh, we're going to win no matter what. We might as well just enjoy the summer. Time to wake up, everybody. 99 days out. I could tell your Republicans have 99 problems, and small dollar donations are definitely one. Republicans confront unexpected online money slowdown, New York Times writes. In an otherwise favorable political climate, small dollar donations have dropped for Republicans, making the party more reliant on mega donors to compete. The New York Times writes, by the way, I fact checked this. I texted some people in the online donation world. They said this is all true because I don't trust the New York Times. I texted some people that actually are in the online donation world and they said, Charlie, this is totally right. Donations are falling off a cliff. Now, I'm going to tell you why I think that's happening. Largely because of DC consultants that send the dumbest emails ever to grassroots people like yourself. Triple match urgent. My plane's going to fall out of the sky if you don't give $5 in the next 20 minutes. New York Times writes, online fundraising has slowed across much of the Republican Party in recent months. An unusual pullback of small dollar donors that has set off, quote, a mad rush among Republican political operatives to understand why. Well, first of all, maybe Republican politicians shouldn't have been voting for gun control legislation, sending $56 billion to Ukraine. Maybe Republican politicians shouldn't be voting for gay marriage. And maybe your online donations would go a lot better. But even more than that, consultants relentlessly send these emails. I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you get some of these emails from Donald Trump or from the NRSC? I need $20 right now. By the way, it's not from Trump. It's from all the consultants around him. And I love Trump. I defend Trump. And I just think the people around him that are sending these emails are doing such a disservice to Donald Trump. I mean, it is a joke. It is a mockery. I talk to grassroots people all the time. They say, Charlie, why do I get all these emails? I mean, I could show you my text messages here. It is an absolute insult to our intelligence. This is just over a couple days. This is just text messages. Trump rally alert. Have you RSVP'd for Trump's rally in Wisconsin? No, I live in Wisconsin, Arizona, actually. How about this one? Don Jr., my father just called and asked about you, friend. He's activated your 7x impact for 5 minutes. By the way, I know Don, and I know that this stuff is not even being run by them. President Trump will deliver marks at a major rally. This next one. These are like within 5 minutes. They're sending them nonstop. Offer attached from Office of President Trump, Mar-a-Lago. Okay, he's in Bedminster right now. This is your only chance to claim the end of month 7x impact. Trump alert now. President Trump needs your support. Do you have his back? 15 minutes left. By the way, I've tried my best to try to tell the Trump team to stop sending these stupid emails and no one listens to me. So I'm going to have to do it on the show. You are going to lose your supporters if you keep on sending out this unfiltered garbage. How about this one? Biden and Kamala are terrified that you'll click this link to save America. People are not this dumb, okay? They're like, whoa, we have to raise as much money as we can. Then how about you treat your voters with respect? And by the way, I don't blame Trump for this. I don't blame Don Jr. for this. I blame the consultants around him. How about this one? Action required, Team Trump. We're updating our data. This is all within like 3 days, by the way. Updating our data. Need you to fill out the official Trump voter verification canvas. How about this one? Prez Trump. The new Trump Force One plane is coming back this fall. Do you want to see it, friend? Submit response. President Trump, I need you, friend. We have a critical deadline coming. 700% impact for you only. Donate now. Or this one. Again, this is all within 3 days. Gift enclosed. President Trump is sending you the 6x impact. It's yours for 15 minutes before it expires forever. I want to say this again for everyone listening in Media Matters. I am a 100% defender of Trump. This does not make me question him at all. What it does make me, though, angry that other people are not going to support President Trump because of this relentless barrage and blitzkrieg of emails that are so stupidly written to design, basically, to just dry up the reservoir. You want to know why Republicans can't raise small dollar donors? It's because consultants treat you like garbage. I want your thoughts, by the way. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you get these ridiculous emails? One after the other? Continues, small dollar donations typically increase as an election nears. But just the opposite has happened in recent months across a wide range of Republican entities, including every major party committee and former Donald Trump's political operation. The total amount of donations fell 12% across all federal Republican campaigns and committees in the second quarter compared with the first quarter, according to an analysis of federal records from WinRed, the main online Republican donation processing portal. The overall Democrat fundraising edge widened by $100 million from the last quarter of 2021 to the most recent three-month period records show. So the counter-argument is, let's say, well, Democrats send out emails like that. I don't care, okay? Democrats also believe in post-birth abortion and chemically castrating children. I don't care if they do triple match email. I need 20. My favorite meme over the last weekend is, this is Speaker Pelosi. My plane's about to be shot over the South China Sea. If I don't receive 100 donors that give me $25, I'm going to be taken out of the sky. The New York Times actually did a very good article here, believe it or not, and I fact-checked it. It's all accurate. The current political climate favors Republicans as Biden's approval rating plumbs near new lows. But nearly a dozen Republican strategists directly involved in fundraising or overseeing campaigns have expressed concerns about how the fundraising downturn might limit their party gains. Yeah, because you guys have destroyed your small dollar base by sending out the dumbest texts and emails and taking your base for granted as if they're nothing more than an ATM money mill. And look, we do fundraising at Turning Point USA. We send out forcefully written stuff, not daily like this. Are you kidding me? And like 700% match. What does that even mean, a 700% match? I read this stuff. I say triple, quadruple match offer. Ridiculous. Senator Rick Scott says, we've got to raise the money. We get the money. We win. People don't want to give you money anymore. They're also questioning where it all goes, by the way. New York Times writes, quote, money alone does not win political races. It's true. And Republicans have grown accustomed to trailing Democrats in online fundraising. Democrat donors, for instance, poured more than $200 million into losing Senate races in Kentucky and South Carolina last cycle, and neither contest ended up even close. That's very accurate reporting. Money is not everything, but it's one indicator. It's a major indicator. So we got to take an honest analysis. We cannot rest on our laurels here, everybody. There is a possibility we do not take back the House. That is the first time I've said that since Biden took office. The way we are trending right now, the cockiness, the arrogance, this could be a disaster in November. Not to mention we didn't fix our elections. I want your thoughts. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you think we're in a comfortable spot? Do you trust Republicans to bring this home? By the way, this is very fixable. I want to be very clear. Everything I've laid out is fixable. 99 days out. Let's get into gear. It's time to get to work. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Wow. We just received, I think, over 1,000 emails in just a couple minutes. one after the other after the other, saying the same thing. What if this is an intentional strategy by GOP consultants to take advantage of Trump voters to actually make it as if Trump doesn't have small dollar donors in 2024? I mean, the email, the anger that I'm receiving from you, freedom@charliekirk.com, Teresa says in all caps, I get all those you mentioned. It's nonstop. I actually just ignore them. They've come for years. My Gmail is just filled with them. Make it stop. One after the other after the other. Do you know the Trump PAC, which again, I don't blame Trump for this. I blame the consultants around him. They sent out 26 emails just yesterday on a Sunday. Biden World sent out 17 the entire month of July. And by the way, there's a tracker that allows us to do this. There's a website called sendview.io that tracks all the emails that are sent out. And you can only go to the well so often before people stop listening to you, before people don't take it seriously. Vic said, Charlie, you're so correct on small dollar donations. I am for one tired of the sea of emails and text messages that are insulting to our intelligence. I knew I wasn't alone in this. I didn't realize how overwhelming it is. Let's put up the chart, by the way. So get this. Democrats are sending out less emails and raising more money, and Republicans are sending out more emails and raising less money. Another one, I mean, there's so many emails coming in. Ruth said, Charlie, you're so right to raise this issue. I'm so turned off by their rude, threatening emails. Some send the pity story and forget to say what they're running for and for what. I get up to 5 to 7 emails every morning from Trump asking for donations. I love Trump, and I'll give what I can. There must be others now doing this. Voters are apathetic, believing the red wave is assured. We have trouble finding volunteers. So frustrating, things must change. I appreciate you ringing the alarm. And it's look, we run a nonprofit at Turning Point USA. We have 120,000 donors. We understand that you have to raise money. I'm not saying you shouldn't send out solicitations. You shouldn't do that. But 26 emails on a Sunday? I'm sure all of you agree. You don't mind hearing from Donald Trump on a fundraising email, maybe once a week or something like that. I'm sure we're not saying that you have to do none of it. But the triple match urgent. I mean, let me try to see if I could actually find one of them. I know I got one of these emails the other day. Yeah, here's this one. Trump deadline alert. Friend, today is the final day to reach our end of month goal. Where have you been? I mean, it's just like, where have I been? I was with Donald Trump last week, actually, hosting an event at Turning Point Action with 5,000 young people with a straw poll that he won. Where have I been? Like, actually doing work. And you know what? A lot of other people that get these emails, why do you have to read that? By the way, you know what's one of the first rules of fundraising that we have at Turning Point USA is you never raise money out of desperation, ever. It's a bad look. You never go to donors and say, I need money or else I can't survive. That's the only way Republicans raise money. And look, the Republican consultants, they come to me and they say, well, Charlie, you don't understand. We need it. We need to raise $100 million. We can't compete. I believe this, and I will ride into the sunset in this way. I believe that if the RNC and all these organizations said, listen, here's our fundraising goal. We're not going to bother you if you help us reach it. People would give money not to get the emails and text messages. I would. Put that chart back up. Yeah, put one of these up, please. They sent out 26 of them. That's the chart. Just on Sunday, 26 emails. Gail says, Charlie, your assessment of the upcoming midterms is spot on. I get 4 texts per day. I don't even open the emails. Most of the texts are from WinRed. I avoid donating to anything from there. I'm told WinRed doesn't actually send out the emails. They're just the payment processor. I'm near Buffalo, New York, but donate to candidates such as Joe Kent in Washington and Gibbs in Michigan. That's true. She says, please make it stop. Here's a good lesson for the Republican Party. If your base of which watches this show right now is asking you to make it stop, you're probably doing something wrong. It's not exactly a winning equation when people say, make it stop. And you know what it is? It's short-term consultants that do not believe in delayed gratification, that have never built a successful movement, that are pounding and abusing the Trump movement and the MAGA movement. Right here, Cynthia says, all caps, make it stop. I can't take it anymore. I love Trump. Why does this continue? These are his people. This makes me question my support. And that is my issue, is that people are no longer wanting to support Trump because of the relentless emails and the relentless text messages. And by the way, where does all this money go? That's another question. But okay, we're going to dive deeper into this. I didn't mean to go on such a tangent on just the small dollar donation thing. Republicans are messing it up. They're abusing their voters and their donors. We better wake up or else we are going to lose in November a very winnable political season. Hey, everybody. This Common Sense is brought to you by the folks at SecondVote.com. Amazing people who are fighting back against woke corporations. Subscribe now at SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, president of Second Vote. We've had uniquely American common sense since 1776, but now we're in the age of common nonsense. Today's common nonsense comes from the left's radical agenda. Inflation has reached a 40-year high, and we're headed into a recession. If you have common sense, the causes are obvious. Extreme environmental policies, massive government spending, and woke fund managers. The left has spent years trying to kill domestic fuel production, and now energy prices are skyrocketing. But instead of talking to American energy companies, Joe Biden is in Saudi Arabia begging Middle Eastern dictators to increase supply. When the far left and woke corporations push extremist environmental policies, they have serious consequences. According to research from the Heritage Foundation, American families have lost $6,800 per year due to inflation. And we'll all feel that. When government gets bigger, our paycheck gets smaller, and inflation is the inevitable result of massive government spending. But inflation doesn't just affect the dollars you spend. It also affects the dollars you invest by destroying the purchasing power of your dollar. The Wall Street Journal recently exposed how so-called ESG funds cost between 5 and 15 times as much as other funds, but perform worse. This is why SecondVote.com scores hundreds of companies on whether they support the leftist extreme environmental agenda. For 10 years, Second Vote has been looking out for conservative consumers, helping you to shop your values. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, reminding you that your first vote is at the ballot box, but your second vote is with your wallet.
Make sure you go to SecondVote.com and subscribe now using promo code Charlie for just $40 for a whole year. That's SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie. One of our listeners emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I get 20 to 30 texts a day. I was a maximum donor before. I haven't donated a cent since this crap started. So you go from a max donor, federal limit, which I think is 5,400, something like that, 5,400 to zero because of this strategy. So to answer the question that the New York Times, and I hate to say it, this is a very fair article. It's really not written that in a partisan fashion. I mean, it's obviously written to make Republicans look bad, of which I fully support, actually, because the Republican establishment is robbing grassroots voters and grassroots activists like you of money, and then they keep on sending you emails, one after the other. Randy said, I spent Sunday trying to put stop in the phone text. It's been full. Where does all the money go is my concern. I will continue to contribute directly to campaigns and organizations. Yes, that's exactly right. Donate to Blake Masters. Donate to J.D. Vance. Their official website. You know where that money goes. To these committees, it is a mystery. Okay, so we're going to keep on talking about the small dollar donor problem. And I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. But let's broaden this a little bit about the midterm issue. And so Republicans are messing up the inevitable. Democrats are adjusting. We've been asking the question over the last couple months, why are Democrats not adjusting? Why are Democrats not improving their messaging? Well, they're starting to. Case in point, let's go to cut 12. Mark Kelly, by the way, has tons of money. He's sitting on piles of cash. Cut 12 is Mark Kelly running for Senate in Arizona. Look at how clever this advertisement is. I believe Blake Masters is going to be the nominee against Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is an astronaut, plays and masquerades as a moderate. Play cut 12.
Tough choices, like how to fill the gas tank and the grocery cart. And things people count on can be hard to find. We can't afford to wait this out. So I'm pushing for solutions today, even if it means taking on my own party. Like bringing down gas prices by allowing more domestic oil production, temporarily ending the gas tax, and cutting red tape to restock shelves faster. I'm Mark Kelly, and I approve this message because I'll do whatever it takes to lower costs now.
I'll take on my own party. They even have a Fox News logo up on there citing one of the things he talked about. They're adjusting. They're running very clever advertisements here in Arizona. By the way, If you watch local TV, of which I don't watch, but when I work out, local TV is on the television. He has four Mark Kelly ads in a row. They're literally stacking it where it's one after the other, after the other, after the other. And he says, I'll take on my own party. Democrats are adjusting. Mark Kelly is a good candidate. And by the way, for those of you that say, well, we're going to take back the Senate. How are you going to take back the Senate if you're going to lose in Pennsylvania? Oz is down double digits. If you're going to lose in Georgia, Herschel Walker is down significantly. And let's see about Arizona. We don't know yet, but it looks like probably Mark Kelly is up a couple points on Blake Masters. Out of Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Blake Masters is the best candidate. Wisconsin is still a toss-up. I think Ron Johnson is going to win. By the way, Ron Johnson is welcome to email me incessantly, by the way, because he stood up against the vaccine nonsense. So what is the Republican message as we head into November? And if you want to see kind of the attitude of the Republican establishment, I'll play you a tape that shows it. Maria Bartiromo in First Cut 13 asks Senator Barrasso from Wyoming, hey, what do you think about this midterm poll? By the way, every midterm poll is shortening and shortening. What looked like it was going to be an inevitable red wave, Democrats have done their work. They're motivating their base. They're registering voters. They're raising money. They're expanding their activist pool. And Republicans are doing what? Well, first, let's play cut 13 of Senator Barrasso on Maria Bartiromo's show. Play cut 13.
Well, Senator, I guess what I'm asking you is, shouldn't the Republicans be doing better at this point? And look at the congressional generic ballot and the congressional vote preference that we have here. Democrat 41%, Republican 44%. Shouldn't the gap be wider? Shouldn't Republicans be winning?
Well, I'm very optimistic about the elections in November. It's still 100 days away. Maria, this is going to be a rejection election. The American people are going to reject the Democrats and Joe Biden because of the things that you just mentioned. Crushing inflation, chaos at the border, crime in the cities.
Rejection election. Do you think that's going to be enough? Do you think the message of the Republicans being a rejection election is adequate to be able to win back the House of Representatives and the Senate? The polls are showing us no. It shows that we're actually getting within the margin of error. In fact, on certain polls, this is a short clip, cut two, Maria Bartiromo shows Democrats now have a 4-point lead on a general congressional ballot. And look, I know some of these polls can be wrong, but the fact they're tightening is cause for concern. They could be off by a couple points, but the trend is what you should always look at. Trends matter. Play cut two.
USA Today Suffolk University poll released on Thursday has Democrats with a 4% lead on a generic congressional ballot.
So Democrats now 4% lead in that poll. Other ones show Republicans with a couple point lead. But regardless, is that every single one of the polls, regardless of the polling agency you trust or you don't trust, it's tightening. Why? Republicans don't have a message. Senator Barrasso says, well, it's going to be a rejection election. What does that even mean? People want to go vote for something. Sure, we can reject the Democrats. What is the message of the Republican Party? Do you feel confident Republicans are running on something substantial? Senator Barrasso was asked to clarify that. Play cut 14.
We need to get back to the job of building the economy, not building the government, which is what the Democrats want to do. We take over the Senate.
Real quick,
I'll be chairman of the Energy Committee, and we will... Go ahead.
What? Go ahead. No, you please.
If we take
continue.
Over the Senate, I'll be chairman of the Energy Committee. I'll be chairman of the Energy Committee, and we will put on Joe Biden's desk bills that will actually bring down the cost of energy by drilling and getting the permits to do the infrastructure. We'll hold this administration accountable.
Is that compelling to you? Maybe it is. I'll be honest, Mark Kelly's ad seemed a lot more persuasive than that. Mark Kelly's ad seemed well-tailored. Of course, that's the difference between a television interview and a political advertisement. Remember back in June when John Cornyn said to Democrats on the Senate floor, first guns, now immigration. Remember Tom Tillis going through Spanish wine country with Dick Durbin saying that maybe we can get amnesty done? What is the Republican message exactly? Well, every single midterm poll is now showing a legitimate tightening, and there is a potential reason for this. Some people believe that the Republican establishment does not want a big win, that they just want enough seats to win a majority and committee chairmanships, but they do not want a bunch of MAGA coming in to Congress because it's going to be a big headache for establishment rhinos. They'd love to be able to win the Senate 51-49 and not have Blake Masters or J.D. Vance win because they might be too disagreeable when they go to Washington, D.C. Cut one, Kevin McCarthy downplaying the polls, showing the Republicans in trouble in November, blaming the Democrats for everything going on. But the polls are showing different. Play cut one.
What the Democrats have done by creating inflation, the pain, just the points that you put up there, but put it in perspective. If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration. The border, that's a national security crisis, and they've done nothing but make it worse. Then when you look at the crime within our streets, you look what happened to Lee Zeldin, that's a direct effect of what the Democratic policies are. There is going to be an opportunity in 107 days to change the course of history, a new direction, as we say, in a commitment to America.
What is the Republican message? I feel it's lacking. And the numbers show that. It shows that Republicans are failing miserably with some key demographics. Now, a good wrinkle to this and what might be the salvation for Republicans very well might be Hispanic voters. Republicans are losing women by 10 points and losing voters under 30 66% to 24%. If Republicans ever want to win younger voters, they can call us, of which it seems they're very uninterested in doing so. Republicans care more about their crony donors or punishing you, the grassroots donors, than actually clarifying their message. Cut 16, RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel shoots down the idea of winning 30 to 50 seats, saying, that's not fair. I'm not really sure what to make of this clip. Play cut 16.
And the DCCC's wasting their money meddling in our primaries. Great.
You're going to win 40, 50, 60 seats in November?
Oh, that's not fair. We're going to take back the House. That's four to retire Nancy Pelosi, one to take back the Senate. That's
not
my goal.
Fair.
Not fair.
You're going to win?
I can't do that.
I think she meant, I know, Ronna, I think what she was saying is that the question is not fair. I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of that. Doesn't exactly instill confidence, though. I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Dear Charlie, you're so right. After the events of 2020, I started paying attention to politics, but the email and text message are getting aggressively aggravating. My husband and I disagree on how the midterms are going. He thinks everyone is just going to vote red. I keep warning him that there's some people who will believe all the lies and manipulation of the left. I'm telling you, the way that Republicans are acting right now, I'll never forget it. This was one of my wife was there with me. I'll never forget. This was during all the COVID nonsense. It was election night in Washington, D.C. I wish I filmed this. And she'll attest to all of this. We were leaving the Trump Hotel on a bus to go to the White House because of all the security problems, to go to the White House on election night. And the people in the bus were getting so drunk and were six. They're like, Trump's going to win another term. I was like, guys, sit down. This is not going to happen. Like, I'm looking at the numbers. This is not good. Georgia does not look good. And I'll never forget one consultant turned around and said, boy, I've been doing this for 30 years. If we lose Georgia, I'm retiring. Guess what? He hasn't retired. The amount of idiots that are in the Republican Party is unbelievable to me. And the arrogance, the cockiness, the sloth, the drunkenness. And they were like partying, like, we're going to win another term. Like, guys, no. Look at the returns, actually. It's like, Arizona's not good right now. Like, not at all. They said, oh, no, Arizona looks wonderful. Guys, I live in Arizona. It's not good. No, stop it. We have to take back the party, everybody, and it starts with you. And it starts with rejecting all these ridiculous... This one right here, Linda. God bless Linda. Charlie, I get at least 30 emails and texts begging for money per day. This has been occurring for close to a year. It's very irritating. I ignore them, but they never quit. You are destroying your base, Republicans, and I don't think you care. I don't think you care. I don't think the Republican establishment cares. The deluge of emails, the deluge of the nonstop injection of capital, you mix that kind of cockiness with the abuse of your voters and small dollar donors. Republicans, you are creating an equation for midterm misery. What is the action plan? Okay, we got to get to work, everybody. If you are not yet a precinct committee person, you have to become a precinct committee person. We have a website where you could do that, tpaction.com, Turning Point Action, our political arm. where Turning Point USA is all educational. Turning Point Action is allowed to be social welfare and some political. TPAction.com. Number two, if you still want to give money, of which I encourage you, go find exact candidates and go to their websites and donate to them directly. For example, Blake Masters in Arizona is going to need your help. Don't go donate to all the other organizations asking for it. Go to Blake Masters' website, BlakeMasters.com. I'm just using that as an example. It's BlakeMasters.com, and then you could donate there, or whomever candidate you like, whatever type of, you know, whatever floats your boat. If it's J.D. Vance, if it's Anna Paulina Luna, if it's Anthony Sabatini. Number three, you need to be relentless in your criticism of the Republican establishment when you see them and you communicate with them. Tell them, I'm so sick of getting these emails. Stop sending money to Ukraine. They listen to you if you keep the pressure on. I'm not just talking about the congressional switchboard. I'm talking about, above all, peaceful, respectful, yet firm pressure strategy on Republican politicians. And then finally, we have to get to work. Right now, from now to the election, we have a moment of opportunity where we have to go knock on doors. Doors win wars, everybody. We have to show up at the proper GOTV events. We have to own our precincts. It has to be a grassroots movement, because guess what? The Republican establishment is not going to be involved in a lot of these races. I'm afraid they're going to turn their back on Blake. I'm afraid they're going to leave J.D. Vance out to dry. I'm afraid some of these amazing grassroots candidates like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, they're going to have to figure out their own way of doing things. So look, here's the thing. Someone emailed us. William said, you better end on a truly uplifting note. Yes, this is all fixable. Here's how it's fixable. Stop giving money to the Republican establishment organizations. Okay, unsubscribe, say stop to end, whatever. Guess what? It's not over. This is not November 9th. Here's the good news. This is August 1st. So here's what my role is. My role is to try to tell you, I'm in touch with the grassroots. I'm in touch with donors. I'm in touch with candidates. I don't like what I'm seeing. Let's fix it. We got to blast out this program. Subscribe to the podcast. Send it to everyone you know. Say, hey, consider this your wake-up call. That will be the head of this episode. This is your wake-up call. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Here's the thing. All of this can be adjusted within weeks or even less. We need a tone change. We need Republicans to run on real solutions. I know Rick Scott put something forward there. It's fine, but this can't just be a rejection election. If you want a rejection election, we're barely going to win. People need to go vote for things. Democrats are fired up and well-financed, but we can and we will beat them. The Hispanics coming in our direction. CBS News poll shows Hispanics tied 50-50, basically. 50%, 50%. We are tied with Hispanics. It's amazing. So with all this other stuff going on, yes, we're losing upper-middle-class, college-educated suburban women. We're winning with Hispanics. There's so many positive things happening here, but we have to hold our Republican establishment accountable, stop giving them money, stop allowing them to keep on robbing you when candidates actually need those resources, especially with their ridiculous email solicitation campaigns. And let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's get to the heart of what really happens. We're going to become precinct committeemen. We're going to put the pressure on. We're going to fast and pray for our nation. Those of us that are Christians, it's very important. And finally, we are going to be active, active, active every day from now to the midterm election. The next 99 days need to be a day of action. Every day you need to do something that is involved in moving the dial in the right direction. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.